Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, June 2nd, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Sepp Blatter, president of the World Football Federation, FIFA, resigned Tuesday in the midst of an unfolding corruption scandal.
Zimbabwe police have arrested deposed former ZANU-PF lawmaker Themba Mliswa for allegedly destroying ZANU-PF election posters and disrupting the party's meetings.
I'm being told that Law and Order will investigate this matter. I'll probably go to court tomorrow or on Friday.
And vendors in Zimbabwe are resisting plans by government to evict them from streets in urban areas within 7 days, saying this move is ill-timed.
As you can see, I'm disabled. So how am I going to live after they have chased me? I'm a breadwinner in my family.
Sepp Blatter, president of the World Football Federation, FIFA, resigned today in the midst of an unfolding corruption scandal. Blatter had been re-elected to a fifth term as president just 4 days earlier. The 79-year-old FIFA chief announced his decision at a news conference in Zurich, Switzerland. The FBI in the United States and Swiss police staged a series of raids last week as FIFA's top leaders gathered for a congress. Charges against those who were detained include receiving bribes and racketeering.
Sepp Blatter is out. The embattled president of World Soccer's governing body has resigned amid a corruption scandal that has plunged FIFA into crisis. Blatter made the announcement just 4 days after being re-elected for his fifth term.
Although the members of FIFA have given me a new mandate, have re-elected me president, this mandate does not seem to be supported by everybody in the world of soccer. Supporters, clubs, players, those who inspire life in soccer.
The scandal focuses on widespread financial crimes allegedly committed by several high-ranking FIFA officials and sports marketing executives over the past 20 years. Many of the accused FIFA officials were arrested last week at a hotel in Zurich. The U.S.-led investigation has not implicated Blatter, but it prompted calls for his resignation nevertheless. Blatter says an election to choose a new FIFA president will be held as soon as possible.